This is a James Poe Artistry Consultant Moment.
Hi, Perceptive Readers. This cracked me up, what I'm about to share with you. On one hand, I would love to put this with my buymeacoffee.com / James Poe Artistry. But you know what? This is so relevant. And since it was really stated publicly by someone else, then I'm going to within the next 12 hours, place it on the official James Poe Artistry podcast public, you see. So let me tell you, I was listening to an interview just now between Don Lemon and Elon Musk, and he said, "You want censorship so bad, you can taste it." And you know, to Don Lemon, man, I said, man, what a way to express a thought on that. And Don Lemon said that, no, you know, he doesn't, but he was talking about how he disagreed with Elon's must take on freedom of speech and no censorship. And so what Don Lemon said was that, you know, there is a responsibility. He believes in responsibility. So with Elon Musk having a platform as big as his, you see, because as you know, Elon Musk has also purchased Twitter now, and it's now changed to X Twitter or what have you. Look. This is a shameless plug on one side. I still think Twitter is something that, you know how sometimes people say, hey, I would just have a knack to be able to just, you know, make that even more profitable. That's just a side note. It's just something about a social media platform that I still think is very much relevant. But as you know, there are things that were free and APIs and connections that are no longer free like they used to be. And so that's just a side note. Now back to the censorship part of what I want to say in response, because here was Don Lemon saying that people have a responsibility, you see, and with big platforms and stuff, to watch what they're saying or what they're putting out there. And so Elon Musk's argument was, that's the reason why we have freedom of speech, because it allows us to say basically what is not unpopular, you know, for people to like or hear or what have you. And then this statement that he made in the interview is the reason why I want to respond to this and put it as a consultant mode, what I would consult somebody on. Because I understand, I told you the reasoning in this area of what he said next, where he said, if people don't agree with the laws that are already in place, then they could actually what? You see, talk to their lawmakers or you know, I always say write your lawmakers and they'll create a bill or something of that nature and they could change it. You know, see, this is where I come in and say, according to, you know, already the foundation, you know, of the Constitution, even the amendments that have already been made or what have you, it is hard to even, I would say, go that route of trying to get them to change laws even. For the freedom of speech that we have to still be curtailed in the United States. You see what I'm saying? I think that still would end up betraying a different spirit of what? Tyranny, going down the road of tyranny in that way. And I just wouldn't recommend it. You see what I'm saying? Touching it in that way, here's another reason why. Because take Don Lemon, for instance. now, what, he's been a reporter, newscaster, specials, all sorts of stuff. So, you know, he puts out all sorts of stuff. And I don't think nobody would deny just how professional he is with what his work has been over the years. But see, but here's my point. Still on those stations, even those news stations that he was working for, you look at that news that they put out in 24 hours, and guess what? They put out every single thing that we see and hear every day. I admit, I don't hear expletives very rare, or they bleep them out. But the whole point is the whole environment, what they're talking about. And I'm just saying this respectfully. As you know, some people, they couldn't even watch news for an hour without really getting real, real down. And that's all coming from some of the, you know, many of just the facts that's coming out. I'm just saying like it is. And so it still has more of just a different effect on people of what they're saying, even though, you see, as they would say, their information they're putting out there is what? Are facts and truth to see that's what they're saying. So in this case, they may make the argument where we're not, you know, dramatizing anything or something on that level. And so we're just still putting out the facts and the truth. And we hope the people don't, you know, have an adverse effect or lose their minds with it. But see, the whole point is, as we know today, some people do. Some people still get depressed. You see, some people are still, they watch one news event or one news show or what have you, depending on what frame of mind they're in at that time. And then what? Boom, what happens? Well, you know for yourself what happens sometimes. Well, it's the same thing with other types of speech, whether it's even in the entertainment arena, whether it's just everyday conversation. See, it's wherever that person's mind is at, is wherever that person's mind is at. Now, I agree we should always try to season our words with salt. But see, that's the whole point about with the freedom of speech. When you got different backgrounds, I told you before, you can say one statement to one person and it's totally in the up and up and it'll make them feel good. And you can make that same statement to someone else of a different background, different culture, and make no mistake about it, you will offend them to no ends. And so we do the best we can. And I always just think about that expression about long as you don't, you know, yell fire in a crowded theater, you know what I'm saying? And the difference in that is because you know with that confinement, that area, you literally have purposely try to hurt, you see, a crowd or area or what have you. I forgot what the intent or the saying really is, you know, in the law books of the way that they would describe it. But see, that's a total difference between, you know, persons out there just expressing, I hate this or I hate that, you know, and yeah. Sad to say, even those very, very bigoted remarks and things of that nature that we can still hear from documentaries, you know, from the 1950s and 60s and earlier and things of that nature. And yet all of that is just for, you know, historical record. You know, there's been other persons, you heard me mention about James Baldwin. The way he expressed himself at times about his treatment, he really did feel that even the support that he had, you know, received over the years, you know, from good friends and things of that nature, that somehow they became a target. They were affected just because they had association with him. And he mentioned something more in an adverse way. But guess what? he was able to talk about that in interviews and things of that nature. And apparently, you know, that's what the freedom of speech really helps to do, because it's like, if you shut down or censor one person in one area, and people always say again, well, who decides what? Who decides this or who decides what? Well, I'm going to still say this. I really believe firmly from any artists, you know, writers and entertainers or whatever, I believe firmly if a person or group or something does not like what you said or what you're doing, then you know what? They just need to stand on their ground, you see, to express themselves using the freedom of speech. You see what I'm saying? Write letters and then, you see, make their argument, I would say, in a professional manner, in a, you know, humane manner. If you have faith, a Christian faith, in a Christian manner, then do it that way. You know, don't go to what I call cowardly means and just start all this censorship behind people's backs and things like that, because that's not justice. That's not doing what's right. And that's what I mean. People defeat their own argument. You know, where they talk about they want to do the, you know, do the right thing and you have a responsibility, but then they don't follow through on their responsibility on the way that you address matters. You address matters as a citizen. You stand up with your rights, gird your belt, and say, you know, I don't like what you said about this person's mama or this person's daddy. You know, if that's your thing. You know, you may end up saying, this is just show disrespect for all parents or what have you. Well, you know what I would say? Well, why don't you, again, continue to make your statements, make your write your letters and make your arguments for all the benefits of showing still respect to your mother or father. And so then people can continue to decide for themselves which one they're going to go with. But, you know, it would be a shame that if all of a sudden, because people want to be disrespectful, you know, to mothers and fathers, that all of a sudden, then they look at you and say, you know what, you old fashioned. We don't have to listen to mothers and fathers or anything anymore. And then next thing you know, all your books, all your letters and all your papers all of a sudden are censored because now you're looking too old fashioned. That's what happens. That's why we need freedom of speech. If you're going to go up against somebody, then you know what? You stand on your two feet and you go up against somebody in that way. So I guess you already know what my thoughts are about censorship and about, you know, this and that, because the whole point is, we do have a responsibility. But that doesn't mean, even if somebody crossed the line, where some people feel with what they're saying, that then automatically they start using what I call underhanded subterfuge and other means to censor them. I tell you right now, that ain't right either. And I don't feel that is living up to yourself as a man, as a woman, or a citizen, or even as a Christian. And that's the way I really feel about it.